Sister Viv, written by Grantley Keyser and read by Bridget Gallagher. Bullwinkle, Ni Shagog, on the 18th of December, at Kapunda, to Mr. and Mrs. G. A. Bullwinkle, a daughter. Thus Vivian Bullwinkle arrived, kicking and screaming joyous sounds of new life into a world gone mad with killing. It was 7 days before Christmas, 1915, and Vivian's birth was a godsend for her first-time parents, Eva and George Bullwinkle. The baby girl's first cries came at the same time as thousands of Australian soldiers were at war on the far side of the world. Although the fighting, in what had already been dubbed the Great War, had not come close to Vivian's birthplace, a small South Australian farm town called Kapunda, about an hour out of North Adelaide on locomotive, its aftershocks had. Local clergymen had already started making the sad pilgrimage to some of the Bullwinkles' neighbours to break the news that a son or brother, husband or father, had died on a foreign field. Eva was 27 when she brought Vivian into the world. From a well-established South Australian family, she was the daughter of William Shagog, a veteran policeman who was born in Londonderry, the second largest city in what is now Northern Ireland. William had come to Australia in 1857 as an infant when his family migrated to the Victorian goldfields. A relative, James Shagog, had been a rough-riding sergeant major in the charge of the Heavy Brigade in the Crimea in 1854, an attack on Russian forces that took place just prior to the celebrated charge of the Light Brigade. William had been schooled in the central Victorian gold town of Maryborough before working as a farmer in the area. At the age of 25, he had moved to Adelaide to join the Mounted Police, his life for the next 4 decades. At his first posting in Port Augusta, he married a local girl named Emily Robinson. Eva, their second child, was born there 3 years later. Shagog was a good rough rider, one of the best horsemen in the force, and a proven performer when it came to taming wild horses and even wilder criminals. He set an example of service to the community, accepting assignments in small and often far-flung South Australian towns. Wherever he went, his young family followed. The man who would become Vivian Bullwinkle's grandfather came to national attention in 1899 after the 70-metre-long Scottish ship Loch Sloy was smashed to pieces on the Brothers Rocks just off Kangaroo Island in the early hours of the 24th of April 1899. Of the 34 passengers and crew on board, only 4 men managed to reach the shore after making it through the raging surf as they dodged pieces of the ship's shattered masts that were flying about like missiles. Once on land, the 4 went in search of help. 3 men were rescued, utterly spent, shoeless, and almost mad with hunger and thirst after 2 weeks in the elements, but there was no sign of the 4th survivor, David Kilpatrick, an injured 25-year-old cook from Glasgow. William was sent with Aboriginal trackers to look for the missing man around the Rocky River on the west end of Kangaroo Island. A few days later...